I'm learning. Think about guys, eh?
Dang, they don't even know about it.
Period. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Tag the Podcast.
Welcome back, guys.
Close talk now.
I'm talking.
Are you shy?
I'm not shy, I know. You're fucked.
So today we're going to be talking about, quote unquote, coming to you as a woman. We've all heard that quote before. We're here to
also why don't we hear coming to you as a man?
Okay, no, that one still exists now, but that woman want to get, there's reasoning behind it. So there's reasoning behind this, you know, woman.
Let me just hear now. If anybody comes to me as a woman, I will deck you. Because it's not your business and it's not your place.
Okay, so I see that the tone has been set for this episode.
My god, stop. So, I'm always racking on this podcast.
God, there is always hot, eh?
This is not my real personality. It's just my voice.
Don't kill me. Why do you feel like you won't want to know? Okay, under what circumstances is it not okay?
It's not like I don't want to know. Of course I want to know, but like I think it's also the way that it's portrayed. Like, I'm coming to you as a woman. It's as if I'm doing you a favor. Like, it's very condescending. It's very rude.
I think it depends. Oh my god, it also depends on the person coming to you, I feel.
Not really. Nobody should come to me as a woman.
Okay, so Derry, if let's say for example you had a boyfriend, and obviously your boyfriend now tries to move to me, your best friend, I shouldn't come and yarn you.
But that you can't use yourself as an example. Because you're probably coming to me as my best friend.
Okay, not as a woman.
Not as a woman.
Oh, okay.
Coming to me as a woman is like the most random, like maybe someone you just know on Instagram or something should not enter your DMs. Hey girl, just wanted to let you know, like, I was at W Bar yesterday.
Kule was and texting me.
He was rubbing my thigh and, you know, he bought me some drinks. I just wanted to come to you as a woman, especially when you're not right. I just want to come to you as a woman to just let you know what your boyfriend's doing. Meanwhile, half of the time when they're coming to you as a woman, they actually accepted it. They just don't want to be the one blamed.
Yeah.
So fuck you and come to you as a woman. Like, fuck you.
Shit.
Please.
Right. Now that has been said and done,
please.
I personally don't feel like I'd be bothered that much. I just think if anything I'll kind of be embarrassed, like I'll actually, my cheeks will be rosy, like I'll be so ashamed, like my boyfriend is actually I feel like when you're in a relationship, like
your other half
that's a representation of you outside.
Yeah, he's your household name. God. Like, you should be embarrassed.
Charity begins at home. If he's doing rubbish, they're going to also think you see you're doing rubbish. I will actually just be sad.
That's like, actually disrespect.
It's disrespectful. I will just be sad. I actually wouldn't be angry at the messenger.
No.
You know, don't shoot the messenger. I'll just go and shoot my boyfriend straight.
I don't know. I feel some type of way. I think maybe because I personally will never go to anyone as a woman.
As a woman.
If you're a guy. Eh?
No. No, you guys, I've not gone to anybody as a woman, as in directly.
No, no, never said, that's what I'm saying. If someone's man tries to move to me and I truly was like, what the fuck, this is somehow, I have to go and tell that girl's friend. Let her friend go and break it down to her.
Yeah.
There are ways that your friends will yarn it in a different way. Because also, it's sometimes suspicious. Like, who am I? Do I even really know the girl that I'm coming to meet her?
Yeah.
What's my own?
I've done that way where you go through another link.
If your house is already broken, let it be breaking. What's my own business inside there again now? Am I the earthquake? Stop.
Please. She basically can say she's not the homewrecker.
I'm not.
Go and solve your foundation first.
Period. You actually got the analogy.
Guys, because if wind is coming to blow your house down, if your house blows down, it means the foundation is not solid.
I already jumped out of the window. I was not inside.
She was not in. So the soil you beat your ground on, go and check it.
Oh my god.
Go and check it very well.
Oh my god.
The
stop.
Concrete.
Stop. Oh my god. Oh my god, stop.
Go and check your house before blaming the wind or the weather. I personally won't. It just depends on how you come to me. Don't say you're coming to me. Just come and yell me what happened and be like, okay, cool. Like, do you get that type of pee? Anyway, let's just know what happened.
Me, like, right now, personally, like, if my friends are dating, if I have a friend as a girl and she's dating this guy and I'm hearing the guy is moving somehow outside, he's not even doing to me. I'm just hearing outside. There are ways that I even go and tell my friend. I have to tell her closest friend. Even I'm her friend though, but I would tell someone who is closer to her that, look,
so they can break it down.
This is what I'm seeing outside. I'm hearing this and that. Please go and yarn them. It's not even my place. She can be my friend, but different people have different positions.
She actually said a thing.
There are ways you do it.
If it's not your place, don't go and yarn.
Of course, like, obviously, you're trying to like
help
your friend and like respect them, but
if it's not
it's
your
also
place,
a pure embarrassment. Like, there are lots of factors that are going to this thing. As much as I'm trying to like help you and be safe from you and everything and trying to let you know what's going on outside, you have to be very tactical with how you do this type of pee.
100%.
Don't just be shouting, wah, coming to you anyhow.
Do you get? And the thing is that 9 times out of 10, like, you've gone to, as before you've gone to even go to that woman,
she
as
probably
a
knows.
Woman. Guy, first of all, she probably knows. Second of all, you've gone to other women to go and yarn her own jizz. Do you get that type of pee? Yeah. Which is why me, I say, it also depends on the person.
Yeah.
Do you get? Leave it to my close friends to handle.
I can't imagine them being outside. A girl will be laughing. Hey, Derin's boyfriend.
That's what I'm saying.
She will not go and meet her. Do you see that? Hey, do you see Derin's
man? That's what I'm saying.
Men will embarrass you.
Guy, it's embarrassing. It's too bad. Behave yourself.
God, I can't vomit.
Guy, I can actually vomit because the truth is, if you're behaving yourself, no one will need to come to you as anything. Did you hear that?
Say it again.
Did you hear that? Rewind if you didn't hear.
Stop.
Let's all just behave ourselves.
Be guided. Like, don't come to me, please.
Yeah, but I also feel like for women, it's kind of like a pride thing. Because I feel like for men, it's so direct. Like, men just be like, in fact, what am I even saying?
I was going to say, that's what I said at the beginning. I've never heard coming to you as a man.
Wait, do you know why men don't go to men as men?
Why?
Because they allow it.
Of course. You never hear coming to you as a man.
I just sat down. Men actually don't go to anybody. Let me tell you,
the only way boys protect their guys is if, let's say, like, Kayode now is dating this guy.
Mm.
And his best friend too, they sees them. Mm. Sees, like, the girl with another guy outside. Yeah. He'll go and yank Kayode.
Yeah, he'll go and yank.
But the man can never go to Kayode as a man. I've never heard coming to you. That's why I asked you at the beginning. We don't hear coming to you as a man.
As I said that, I was thinking, wait.
Men also mind their business.
Yeah.
But also, let me actually break it down. Men don't go to men as men because them too, they're doing somehow else.
I'm saying.
So they don't want anyone to go and be spoiling their peace. Oh. So it's not like I'm coming to you anyhow or whatever. Mm-hmm. Girls is out of guilt sometimes or just pity.
Yeah.
Let me just come to her as a woman, but maybe I kissed her, you know, did a little
one. I did something.
But let me just go and tell her.
And it's also just so that
it's bitchy.
They can make exactly. It's just condescending, like you said in
it's
the beginning.
It's too bad.
With girls, you just always want to choke the person, like. Do you get? Your boyfriend touched me, I liked it, but I want it to hurt you that he touched me. Like,
do you get, please?
Ah, women.
Women.
But yeah, you have to fear women. They're honestly scary. I bet.
Fear women, or shares.
Not shares.
Guy, you said I allowed, but I just wanted to pain you.
Yeah,
I
like
mean, that's
like you said, it's just part of that. They wanted to pain you. They wanted to feel. And it's like, why would you want to do that? It's not her fault that her boyfriend is a cheat.
It's too painful. Like, coming to you as a...
Yeah, I just feel like, at the end of the day, everyone should actually mind their business. Like,
yeah, but
if
also
you see
it's
some
like,
stuff...
You see a house burning, you don't want to just let it burn.
Bruh, like, at what cost? What if you get burnt?
At what cost?
Guy, at what cost? I swear, you guys, that's my favorite quote in this life. At what cost?
Yeah.
Everything you do, think, at what cost?
Yeah, who does it help?
Please.
Does it help you?
Did you start the fire?
Yeah.
If you just start, be like, get the hell out of there. Like,
I can't believe men don't actually go to men as men.
It's actually too
if
bad.
If they do, let us know, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I've never...
Me, personally, I don't know any... Even if it has never happened before, I don't know any of my guy friends that will go to someone as a man.
And it's not even...
They will just laugh.
They will actually just laugh. And it's not even... I feel like not even about, oh, if they see their babe misbehaving or whatever. Just anything in general. Sometimes men just like to do that whole, I don't care, or looking, kini. It's not... I feel like it's not good enough. Like,
don't ask, don't tell.
Do you get? Like, they just always mind their business too much. Like, sometimes, check your boys.
I do know it's crazy because guys actually like to gossip more than girls. So it's like, actually go to your guys as guys. But instead, they want to use it as gist. Like, they'll go to a GC where that guy's not there saying, today's girl is moving mad, but they won't go and yarn today. I mean, there are two sides to this thing. That's bad, but also it's like, it's good they're minding their business because girls go to girls as women too much.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Girls are overdoing it.
What's actually the balance? Like, what's actually the best way to do it? Like, so should girls no longer go to girls as women?
I feel like you said, if you're in a place to do so, and there's a better route. So assuming, like, if you have a friend that can go to the person as a woman, do that as
no,
opposed
that
to
one
you
is going to
the
friend as a friend.
As opposed to going straight, you get, like, for example, now, I mean, we kind of have different friends, even though we're kind of in the same friendship group, we kind of have different
friends. Yeah.
If I see one of Darren's friends maybe misbehaving, I'm not gonna go straight.
I'll come and yarn Darren
like, huh. This is what I saw yesterday. You get so
period.
I'll let Darren handle this. I feel like that's honestly
OMG,
the best
that's
situation.
Actually like Well, this is actually Pamela's juice, but
are you okay?
No, wait. Like I say, it's no way. It's all right. Okay. Mary Pamela's juice.
Yeah, I said we just yeah.
That's how Pamela saw somebody's boyfriend moving mad online and everything. But like she doesn't know the girl well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she went to get and the girl's sister. Mm-hmm. Because the girl's sister is her friend.
Exactly.
Let her go to her as a sister. Jiggers. Pamela could have easily gone to the girl's church to say this and that. But also it wasn't like he was moving to her or anything. Yeah. But it was like she saw it on social media, yeah, like online. Mm-hmm. But it was like she respected herself. She went to the sister's, she sent a screenshot call. He said, please, oh, it's not your sister's boyfriend. Bam.
Period. And that's all like, I did. It's like, okay. What you want to do from there?
It's your own business. Alice, I've done the Lord's work. Tried.
I have done the Lord's work.
Since then, we have not really heard anything about. So that's their business.
I washed my hands clean. Mm-hmm. I have done what I needed to do. Period. Point blank. That is it.
You can't force it.
You actually cannot. So I feel like that's the best reason. Either that or just entirely keep quiet. Like,
no, sometimes it, period. Sometimes it can be too bad, though. Like keeping quiet. Especially like if this is a reoccurring thing. If this guy has been doing too much since. Enough is enough now.
I can't.
Sometimes
lie.
It's not every time the girl must be embarrassed. But sometimes those girls, they don't care. You can't go to them as women. Go to them
and
as
they
women.
Will insult you.
Go to them as friend or whatever. If they want to stay, they will stay.
They will stay. So you two, you have to just reason it.
Yeah. Like, not for the reason.
No,
not us singing, baby.
So, guys, you just have to, I feel, just assess the situation. Mm-hmm. Get advice.
007. Mm-hmm. FBI.
Just do it well. At the end of the day,
my own advice is if you're going to someone as a woman that you actually don't know, like, actually, I don't even know what my advice would be, because I've said this.
I feel weird. Don't come to me as a woman. If someone I didn't know came to me as a woman,
imagine just waking up, entering your DMs.
Hey girl.
This might be really weird. Or, even the way they will send the message, it's just very somehow.
But I can't, like, put yourself in their shoes.
That's why I said I can't do it.
Oh, fair enough. I feel like me, I can't
can't come to anyone as any fucking woman.
I can't go to you as a woman.
No.
Like, whatever you want to do after that, cool. But at least I've told you. I'm the type of person, like, I can't see shit and just not do anything.
No, that's why. But yeah, same. But my own avenue is different. Because also, I don't like my name inside just.
True.
Derry came to me as a woman to say this and
true.
See, but some of the times, yeah, the friend you're going to get and Yan, who is closer, will still say I heard from
exactly. Derry.
But at least I'm far removed. I'm plus one removed.
Right, you only did the Lord's work. You're the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger, babe.
And Lagos streets are hot, guy. Like, it's only so much like you can close your eyes to, because things are happening.
Right, things, they occur.
Things are things.
Things, a little ASMR.
Lagos is not a real place for girls. Lagos is not a real place for girls. It's actually too fucked. Nobody's anybody's, unless you are, even if you are married. What am I talking about? Unless you are married. Nobody's anybody's, to each their own. So, you know, Nigerian people can be crazy.
They'll come to you as a woman
and they will finish you.
Guy, they will finish you, honest messenger. The person that is embarrassing you outside, you've left them.
I don't like that.
That says a lot about you. And I don't like that, period.
Imagine fighting for a man that's not fighting for you.
Imagine fighting for a man that's not yours. A man for the streets.
Mm-hmm. No, go carry your problem. Go Twitter. They're going to finish you there.
No, and on that note, guys. I can't lie. On that note, guys.
Oh my God.
Thank you for listening. Give them one more tip or one more advice. We're closing this episode.
I didn't mean that. It was a mistake. It just slipped out. Okay, cool. Don't come to anybody as a woman.
Yeah, just don't do it.
Especially me. Don't try it.
Yeah, Derry as your
and guest. I will not do this to you either. I'll find a cuter way to approach you. All I ask is for the bare minimum for you to respect me to do that to me. Go and meet Pamela, Aaliyah.
But don't go to Derry.
Go and meet whoever you want. Go and meet them to come to me.
Don't go
as
to Derry. She has yanju.
Don't meet me because don't go. I will say, what the fuck? Like, who are you?
Don't go to Derry. She has yanju. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode.
Please keep coming back.
We hope you loved this. Bye, guys.
Bye.